Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Gospel lesson, Luke 5, 1 through 11, the catch of fish, and I'll quote it as we go. Jesus told Peter, "From now on you'll be catching human beings," by which he meant, of course, making disciples, making Christians. What about us? I mean, there aren't going to be any more apostles, and not every Christian is called to be an evangelist. But every Christian and everything we do by Jesus' side is caught up in the great enterprise that ends with millions and millions of human beings caught up into the new creation as though sin and grief and death had never touched them at all. We got to grow in grace, guys, not only for our own sakes, but also because as you grow in grace, you find out that he really wants you in on it with him. He really insists on having you in on it with him. And you find out that you really can be in on it with him by the way you talk. Such as telling somebody, "Look, we've all done wrong, but Christ forgives anybody who comes to him." Yeah, that's simple. Or maybe just, "We're all worse than we think, but we're all loved more than we dream." Or even just, "Look, come to church with me." But we've also got to be in on it by the way we live. And that means always by the way we love. Whether it's telling the truth or living clean, all his commandments are always commandments to love. And not just to love now and then. Now, love is never glad about evil, but always glad to see what's right. Love is never selfish, never rude, always forgives, always endures. Love never runs out. And I'm gasping like a netted fish when I hear that, way out of my element, in grace like that. Because love is grace like that. And praise God who catches us up by grace like that into grace like that. The gospel is his net. Baptism is his net. Holy Communion is his net to haul us up until we learn how to breathe this new element. Peter that day was in his own element. He was in his own life, in his own town, on the lake he fished every night, and he'd already welcomed Jesus into his life. But when it was done, verse 9, Peter was amazed. Peter was caught up out of his life into Christ's life and twitching and gasping like a netted fish. And here Peter thought that Jesus was just after the neighbors who, verse 1, were crowding up to Jesus where he stood by the lake shore so thick they couldn't see him. And verse 2, Jesus saw two boats beached by the lake. And verse 3, Jesus, that sly fisherman, got into Peter's boat and asked him to put out a little from shore so everybody could see him, you know. And Peter was glad to do his part. So for Jesus sat down and went on teaching the people from the boat. And when he was done doing what he does, he got into what Peter did. He told him, "Put out into deep water and cast your net for a catch." Which sounded like the minister saying, "Hey, let's do some commercial fishing." And Peter said, verse 5, "Teacher, we've already worked all night. We didn't catch a thing." Which means, first of all, Reverend, the time to fish this lake is at night. And second, there's nothing out there. We didn't catch a thing, and we're fishermen. It's a little like, "Teacher, in your own element, you're fabulous, but don't teach me how to fish." Which is a lot like, "Lord, in your own element, you're fabulous, but don't teach me how to raise my kids, spend my money, play my sports, run my business, run my sex life, spend my time. Don't teach me how to run my life." But Christ always cast his net to catch up your life whole. What if you say no? Then you swim away to get away. You stop even surfacing for a breath now and then. And you die underwater in your own element. In him is life and nowhere else. Everybody's got to get caught to survive. But Peter didn't say no. He said, if you say so, guys, whatever it is, if he says so. So Peter took his employees with him. His partner came in the other boat, and they all go out to give the minister a ride on the lake. And then it was, okay, teacher, here's where it gets deep. Little did they know. And teacher, if we were actually fishing, teacher, this is how we would cast out the net. And they netted a huge school of fish, and the net broke. In verse 7, they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help. It's like you're a computer programmer, and your minister visits your office, and you show him a program you're working on, and he sits down at your desk, and you're all, don't touch anything. But he does, and his fingers are flying, and the screen starts flashing. Your program's done, and tons of other programs you never even imagined come pouring out of your computer along with a huge school of fish. The fish were in that net. At the wrong time of day and in an empty lake. 1 second, nothing but lake water. Next second, let the water teem with living things. Netted, gasping, all a quiver, which is how most of us were caught ourselves. And they filled both boats until they were near sinking, which is much too much, too much, which means, Peter, I'm not your minister. I'm your God. Holy, holy, holy. And Peter, way out of his element, verse 8, Peter fell down at Jesus' knees and he said, Lord, he didn't say teacher. He said, Lord, get away from me. I'm a sinful man. He said, gasping like Isaiah in the temple, and you understand him. When Christ brings up what's been underwater out into the open sunlight, Peter said, get away from me. I can't be with you. I can't do this. I can't breathe. Lord, get away from me. As if to say, you don't want to see this. You don't want to be around this. You don't want to touch this. But whatever Jesus brings up, he's already seen. He's already been around it. He's already touched it. He's already worn it on his own skin. He's already carried it on his own conscience. Your guilt is atoned for. He just wants us out from it, caught up and out into love like that. Peter said, Lord, I'm a sinful man, verse 11. But Jesus told him, don't be afraid. He doesn't catch us to eat us. Neither does he catch and release. He's a fisherman who brings us up alive and gasping, but we don't die. Now we start living on grace. We start living in his love out in the open with him above the surface, out in the sunlight. And that's why turning back for sin and for what I call my own element is sticking my head below the surface for a nice lungful of lake water. Keep that up and you'll drown. Keep that up and you'll drown. Now he caught you up because he knows, but we forgot. He knows that actually grace is your native element. We were designed for getting loved by him and then living in love. Not sometimes, not now and then, but always, all the time. And I may feel like some part of me is dying, but I'm just losing my gills, and I don't need them. Just breathe. Just take in his love. Like Peter, we got to fall at his knees. We got to tell him, Lord, I'm a sinful man or woman or boy or girl. Repent. That means cough up the lake water you've inhaled and believe. God is not ashamed to be with you in the boat. He caught you because he loves you. And when he caught you, He pulled you up to Him. Breathe in the grapes. And when we choke, He rushes in with mouth to mouth. There is no condemnation here. Breathe in deep. He loves me. He forgives me. He says I'm a keeper. And He will not throw me back. Breathe it in. And out, that love will come. Whatever we breathe in, we breathe out. Grace in, grace out. And look at you. You're breathing. A new element. I'm still also a sinful man. I could show you some scales. You want to see? There you go. And Christ says, granted. But I'm holy enough for both of us and Peter too. And smart enough and strong enough. So we're going out where it's deep. And part of the trip, don't be afraid, you'll be catching human beings. We are all already caught up in the great enterprise. We just got to wake up and smell the air. And we don't have to make the miracle happen. Peter already knew how to cast the net. We already know how to talk. So we already know how to say the words. We even already know how to love. Because we know how He does it with us. So, breathe in the air, breathe in the light, and then let your light shine before people so that people see your good deeds and come to praise your Father. And I say, my good deeds? What are 7 loaves and a few good deeds among so many? But Christ shall multiply them. In the same way He says, you throw out the net, I fill it. I fill it, you throw out the net. And my grace is sufficient for thee, because I always forgive. I always endure. My love never runs out. I don't stop. You'll grow into it. Peter did, and his partners too. Verse 12, when they had brought their boats to shore, they left it all and followed Him into the open air and sunlight. But if they left it all, they left that catch. And when were they ever going to get a catch like that again? Whenever He wants. Amen.